the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 143, The New Birth. The new birth is a cardinal doctrine of the Bible. Long before Jesus walked on earth, God's prophets pointed to it, 1 Peter 1, verses 10 through 12. It was a theme of Christ's preaching. He said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3, verse 3. That should settle the importance of the subject. What then is involved in the new birth? First, there is a cleansing from sin. Paul wrote, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Titus 3, verse 5. The word regeneration means new birth. This cleansing occurs when a penitent believer is immersed in water, as may be seen in Paul's own conversion. The instruction he received was, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins." Acts 22, verse 16. A clear example of the new birth is seen in the conversions which occurred on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. Spirit-filled men preached a Spirit-given message. Believers were told to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2, verse 38. Eager listeners responded by being baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 2, verse 41. Remember how Jesus had promised that those who were born again would enter the kingdom? With these first converts on Pentecost, that promise was fulfilled. The Spirit's work in conversion is not in stimulating the feeling of ecstasy, but in providing men a knowledge of the truth. The Bible says, "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth." James 1, verse 18. And Peter declared, "Being born again, not of corruptible, by the word of God, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." 1 Peter 1, verse 23 and 25. The new birth is not merely a form of doctrine which one must obey, not just a ritual through which he must pass. It is a change of person. The person emerging from the waters of baptism is a new creature. Paul says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. He now begins a new life, for we read, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin." Romans 6, verses 1 through 7. Observe the exciting change, pinpointed by such phrases as "dead to sin," "newness of life," and "our old man is crucified." Early Christians understood their conversion as a commitment to an entirely new way of life. In Jerusalem, men turn from their vain traditions. In Ephesus, sinners burn their books of sorcery. In Corinth, they renounce the works of the flesh that they might be renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created them. From every walk of life, men were redeemed and reformed by the power of God. The new birth offered a forgiven past, a new beginning, a heavenly hope. Today, thousands have come to know the joy of being born again. Have you? Remember the words of Jesus, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John 3, verse 5. If you have not believed in Christ, repented of your sins, confessed your faith in Christ before men, and been buried with the Lord in baptism for the remission of your sins, you need to also be born into His family today.
It was brought to you.